Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG. Tonight, we'll be looking at the news, celebrating the arrival of truckers tomorrow. There are some of them already present in Ottawa. They are already blocking certain streets. It's great to see, and we've been following this here on the channel on Odyssey. I've been streaming just the CB stream and the discussions of these truckers who are on their way to block Ottawa to contest the vaccine mandate. So I really like these guys. I mean, they're a little cucked, I will say. It's amazing when you listen for hours, they keep saying, "Don't talk about politics, don't talk about..." And so they end up having just a CB line of children saying, "Go truckers, go!" But it's like they're not even allowed to say why they're doing all this. And it's because, I guess, the team at the head of this protest has decided that they wouldn't display any sort of negative image. But the fact is, at this point, the truckers are getting censored for just saying, like, "Yeah, we're going there to contest a vaccine mandate," right? It's like, "Keep it down, guys. No politics, no politics." And we were like, in the chat, we were like, it's kind of political. You're going to Ottawa to contest a policy, you know, it's politics. In any case, it's they've decided to go with a fully clean approach, and so that's their decision. I find it a little cocked, but so it is. Steven Robinson has already sent a message on Entropy. He says Jake Paul has a diss track on Dana White. What is this?
This is a 3-fight deal. 12K a fight.
So they had a fake Dana White with an actual fighter. I don't remember what's her name, but she's a fighter who was pissed at Dana White, was not happy with her treatment in the UFC, and she went for other leagues, I believe, at some point. But they make a whole scene where Dana White is like forcing her to sign a contract and not giving her healthcare rights, and and then Jake Paul starts rapping in a kind of Eminem style diss track.
"Greedy bald bitch, look at your board. Raise pay-per-view prices and pay fighters less. You're sweating like a pig. It's time to put an end to this shit, Dana. Now everybody from the UFC, put your motherfucking hands up and follow."
And he goes on to complain against Dana White and insult certain fighters in the UFC like Masvidal, saying, "Masvidal, you're not rich. You just made $5 million for 20 fights. That's not much." I don't know what to think. It's... I don't know what to think about it. Is that a good diss song? No. It drapes itself into the whole, "Oh, we're going to combat for fighters' rights." Okay, I guess. I guess there's some combating to be done there. Yes, it would be great if the fighters can get as much money as possible to live a good life, since they sacrifice so much. But ultimately, it's a matter of private dealings, you know. It would also be great if the McDonald's employees could be paid more. But if they were paid more, you would have to pay a higher price for each burger. And eventually, you would buy less burgers. So I don't know. This kind of fighting for the working class, and in this case, the working class is the fighters, It's always a way to morally drape yourselves in nice looking moral clothes, but it doesn't change much. It's like you can't change mathematics. UFC is ultimately mathematics, and as long as there are people willing to fight at this price, they're going to have fights at this price, and they're going to cash into profits if there's an opportunity for it. Talking about burgers, I've been buying half a pig. It has arrived today. Look at this. 120 pounds of meat. We're not even seeing it all because there's lots of meat hidden below the shoulders that you see here. My God, we have a lot of meat. 120 pounds is half of a pig, we have bacon, we have ground pork, and then we have shoulders, and there are lots of chops below the shoulders. We will be good for a year, maybe, in terms of pork. I'm very happy about this. This was brought to us by a local farmer. It's fresh. I can't want anything more from life. Once you can afford buying parts of animals in full, that becomes a pleasant life. I'm really happy. Firestarter says, how much was everything? A little more than $300 for a little more than 120 pounds. So it's I'm gonna have to check just how much food there is in there and whether it's worth it. But I have the impression that it was a good deal, that it's a fine deal. Riding the Tiger says, how do you plan to preserve all that meat? Well, I plan to freeze parts of it, and it's already cold outside so much that we could actually freeze just by leaving it in our entrance, which is not heated. You know, we have a space between the house and the exterior. We can just leave them there, and they will be frozen for at least a month still. We will eat some of it, and then we're going to freeze the rest in a freezer. Go Away says, wow, I spend $300 a week on meat. Oh no, it's definitely, I think it's certainly going to be a good price. I have to determine just how much, is it really savings with respect to buying it at the grocery store? I'm still not sure, but I have the impression perhaps it is. Perhaps we've saved some money here. Miroslav said, will you make some salami out of parts? That would be a good idea. I hadn't considered this, but that might be the best time for a second shot at my salami experiments. We'll see. Stephen Robinson says, I paid $5 per pound for cow. Oh yeah, cow is certainly more costly, but yeah, it's also better meat, I find. One moment. All right, join me on Entropy. It is my favorite platform for super chats. It is the right place to send me your questions and super chats tonight. Will Brett read my book in 2022? That is the question, because Brett and Heather have once again, they have talked about my book and about me without reading it. At this point, I mean, at some point, we're going to reach the point where you're spending so much time talking about it that you would actually be saving time just reading my book and stopping to answer the super chats in the negative. That being said, yeah, join me on Entropy. The link is right below the video, and you can also use the support option on Odyssey. It's a great way to send support for the show. They have the cash option enabled if you're logged in. So let's see what they had to say.
We have two questions today that are, you know, asking us to engage something or someone that we've responded to in the past.
Something or someone. Something, someone.
Past. I'm going to read them out loud, but you know, this one. apologies, I may be butchering your name. Jean-François Gariepi is.
Wow, that is actually. In terms of Americans pronouncing my name, that is as good as it gets.
Seeking a friendly scientific discussion with you, please indulge my good friend Ethan Ralph by going on his Odyssey show to speak with JFG. Consider, please.
Some people, somehow the people have put it in their head of, not only do they want Brett Weinstein to speak with me, they want Brett Weinstein to speak with me on the Kill Stream with Ethan Ralph. It's like playing Mortal Kombat at difficulty 3. It's super hard. Why would you want to complicate your work here? Firestarter says, what has Ralph got to do with this? Well, the guy actually sent me an email, and there is some fan in the audience apparently who put it in his head that not only would Brett accept to speak with me, that he would accept to speak with me on a stream called the Kill Stream. And I was like, okay, I guess I don't have much of a cause to tell you I accept. It's like, okay, I accept. If Brett wants to make travel into the air on purple ponies with me, I accept.
Please. So this is someone we've heard of. He sent us his book. Neither of us have looked at it. We've been involved in a lot of other things, and it's not that we intend never to look at it, but...
They do not intend to never look at it. So last time we had... they are not intentionally not reading it, and they do not intend to never look at it. So imagine a point between the present and infinity, like billions of years into the future. They do not intend to wait until infinity. There will be a moment between now and infinity where they will read the book. John Drake says it's 150 pages. Brett, no accuse not to read it. Yeah, it's a short book. It's very quickly understandable.
We are not going to feel pressured by such pleas.
Yes, and I would say...
They will not feel pressured by your pleas. So they are kind of saying, stop sending super chats. It won't change their behavior. Well, I've never counted on the super chats to change their behavior. I just wish there was enough interest in scientific advancement. Like, this is a serious question. And it came out in part in the whole ivermectin story of Brett. But more largely, more broadly, how would we know if someone has discovered something of importance in this world in 2022? I mean, an Albert Einstein would probably be canceled. A Charles Darwin would probably be attacked by Antifa. How would we know in 2022? How do we figure out what is true? Other than trusting authoritative voices like the CDC. And I think we should be, us intellectuals, taking that burden onto our shoulders, which is why when anyone sends me support, when anyone sends me a $3 super chat, I don't care if it's going to take me 10 hours or even many days, I will read a book on request. I will read any book on request because I'm so afraid of missing something. I'm so afraid that justice is not given to an ID. But justice certainly hasn't been given, and not close to justice has been given to the revolutionary phenotype. Brett has been talking about it publicly for more than a year, has been stating false stuff in his book because he failed at reading mine, or else he would have known that what he claims doesn't exist does exist. What he claims that it was never addressed by any scientist, the interaction between multiple replicators in a single phenotype, like memes and genes. It was. It's the revolutionary phenotype. That's the scientific answer to what he claims hasn't been discovered. And yet, he still won't read the book. Now, he gives his thought here on why.
I find his followers strangely rabid, and it actually creates more of an obstacle to wanting to engage that material because I'm not exactly sure what's causing that phenomenon.
Yeah, that's true.
The followers. Your followers are not polite enough. Your followers are insisting that we read your book, so it makes it difficult. No, I mean, that part is bullshit. First, a person is not responsible for his followers. Second, I don't have any evidence that my followers are harassing Brett, so how would he know that those are my followers? Maybe they are secret agents there to seed discord. No one is responsible for what their audiences do. That would be ridiculous. Or else, is Brett responsible if I find one of his audience member harassing someone on a forum? Is that the responsibility of Brett? Should I engage less with the actual intellectual points of Brett just because of this guy on a forum who claims to like Brett? No. But it's also bullshit in the sense that it never took any reaction of my audience for them to delay the reading of this book. They've been refusing to read it again and again before anyone started, you know, repeatedly sending super chat and asking, yeah, you should really read this book.
This question doesn't sound that way to me.
I agree.
But
so at least they're saying, okay, this particular super chat doesn't sound rabid. Good for you, whoever sent this.
I agree. In the past, it has not been, I don't like this phrase, like a good look.
It's not been a good look. Some of my followers have not been a good look around me. This is all bullshit, Brett and Heather. Why don't you get started? The only thing that matters here is the science. Get started on reading The Revolutionary Phenotype. It's an important scientific advance in biology. It was acknowledged as true by one of your intellectual forefathers, your intellectual leaders, Robert Trivers. So it's like when Robert Trivers said, oh my God, this is very good, you're not investing much of a risk in giving like 3 hours of your attention to at least the first few chapters. It's like, I don't know about this, but I don't know. I've seen someone on a forum being very mean, and I think he was a JF supporter. And so that's one side of the balance. On the other side of the balance, Robert Trivers thinks that this is a great book, very important. I don't know. You know, these guys on forums are making it extremely difficult. It's like, oh, I would like to read Charles Darwin, Origins of the Species, but I've seen some guy on a forum that was extremely impolite. And so I cannot become a biologist. I cannot fulfill my destiny because it's making it hard. Sprocket says, Jeff, you didn't think the optics when you wrote the book that will save humanity? I did. I thought about the optics. And my conclusion has been, we have to have a higher intellectual class that can survive the test of the uncomfortable, that can survive the test that if I tempt you with the truth and you're like, I don't know if I want to get to the truth. If I tempt you with the truth and you don't bite because forum post, not good look, then you don't deserve the truth. And we deserve a intellectual class that will be biting at truth at all cost. Much worse than, by the way, good looks or considerations around one's followers. We deserve an intellectual class in which this kind of cope or excuse making doesn't exist. That's my view. That being said, you know, they have the choice. It's okay. I told them, even in their letter I personally wrote to them in the book, I told them, take your time with this theory. Take it seriously and take your time. So I don't mind waiting years. But I don't like this fallacious attitude. I think Brett should be higher than attributing some stuff from my crowds or people who are posing as my supporters. And by the way, if they wrote to you in super chats or Twitter or whatever, they're also your supporters. So they're your followers. They're just following your Twitter account as much as they're following mine. So how about Brett supporters don't project a very good look when they interact with him? How is that me carrying the burden of what you experience with talking with random people on the internet? Sprocket is on entropy. He says, is making babies a selfish act or not? The term selfish is not defined in this context, so it all depends on what definition you will hear, you will use about selfishness. So if you use by the standards of the evolutionary interest of the genes you carry, then yes, certainly it's selfish to make babies, but it's not because it's selfish that it cannot be also altruistic. It's equally altruistic to the 50% genes that your babies will carry that won't come from you. So something can be selfish and altruistic at the same time. There is no contradiction here. Just like the pursuit of success in capitalistic society can very well be both selfish and helpful for society. I can want to make profits, and but in the process of making profits, I also improve the world and I also bring food to other people by selling them burgers. So this whole, I don't know why you asked this question. It's one of these questions that relies on so much definition making that it becomes almost irrelevant to discuss without the preemptive definition. Liquid TRP says, fuck Brett and Heather. What have they contributed to science? Absolutely nothing. Ouch. I don't like reading negative stuff about Brett and Heather from my fans. Is it true that Brett and Heather have contributed nothing to science? It's almost true. It's almost true. It's not totally true, though. The Brett has been publishing some original thinking around morality and the biology of politics, which qualifies as something. John Drake says, Brett isn't in JF's league as a thinker anyway. I don't think if this pedestrian ever... I wanted just to talk about this stuff to begin the show. You guys are like dunking on bread. Whoa, okay. He says, I don't care if this pedestrian ever reads it. Oh my god. All right, let's get started on the news. You should read it because it's an explanation that brings advances in at least three fields that he's interested in, just per evolutionary theory, like per, like fundamental. Mimetics, another field in which my book makes an advance, and the genetic layers and their evolution and emergence and the beginnings of life, all of this also extremely matters from... extremely matters from a perspective of understanding the dangers in current society of playing with our genes. We are about to undo our evolution, and this matters so much more, by the way, than vaccines, ivermectin. You know, this is so much more important. In 6 months from now, ivermectin or no ivermectin won't matter that much. But the course that humanity is currently on toward medical authoritarianism will take its full glory into the whole genetic modification movement. Jan sends $25. Thank you so much for supporting the show. He says, it is disappointing that Brett and Eric talk big about freedom of speech and how they are against the current academic system and its suppression of IDs. But when push comes to shove, their ethnocentrism trumps all when it comes to what they themselves gatekeep. Absolutely. Very well simply said. I guess that the next super chat that could be launched to Brett is to read his book and find the passage in which they say that people haven't been properly thinking about memes and how they interact with genes, and just bring it to him and say, you know, Brett, this is a false statement. And if you'd like to know why, read The Revolutionary Phenotype. The book is behind you. I guess that would be the interesting next step, but as Heather has said, the thing is, people, both Brett and Heather appear to be thinking that this is all an internet crowd trying to get them to read a book that is not interesting for them. And I guess that if someone was to mention in a super chat, your statement in your book is false. Because someone did the thinking that you claim they didn't do. This might help. I guess it will bring them into a mood of, oh, wow, now I'm being fact-checked. Now it's about something I've written. Because it seems that their impression, and I cannot conceive of why this impression would happen in their head, given that Robert Rivers has backed the book. Like, do you think Robert Rivers has been taken in an internet psyop by forum trolls on blogs and WWWs? What's the most likely thing? That Robert Rivers has totally lost his mind and got trolled by 4chan into believing that this book is good when it's not? Or Robert Rivers is still intelligent, as he's always been, and his evaluation of my book is judicious, and therefore everyone should read it. Liquid TRP says, the revolutionary phenotype is way beyond breadth and header, JF. TRP deserves way much more. Yeah, I mean, and it will come. The breadth and header question is really, it's a question of science education, really. Can I educate the Portland middle class? This is the question. Can I educate the Portland middle class? Because I've proven again and again that I can educate the sewers of the internet, that I can educate the gangs in the streets downtown. I'm a philosopher of the streets. I've been doing it all. And I can certainly educate the elite, as I was hanging out with some of the intellectual elite across this world when I was back in academia. But the question is, can I educate the Portland middle class? Go Away says, are there any cases of humans being able to pass immunity they have gained from exposure to viruses to other humans? I understand in most cases there's no evolutionary benefit in giving others immunity, but imagine if you could give a girl immunity by ejaculating inside her. Seems beneficial. Careful, Go Away. Careful, because you are a little bit rabid in talking about ejaculation just like this. Don't be too rabid here. But what you're saying, I mean, exists. First, there is the breastfeeding. So it happens in females who are breastfeeding. They can pass on some antibodies, I believe, to their children. It also happens in blood donations. So there is a strategy of plasma transfer, they call it, where someone who's immunologically weak will benefit from transfusion from the antibodies of someone else's body to them. Other circumstances in which that happens, I don't know any. The ejaculation thing seems there's not enough liquid in there. I think the sperm doesn't contain much antibodies, if any. So I wouldn't think you can provide immunity with that small of a contribution to the overall weight of your girlfriend. Those things already exist, but they are restrained to certain situations. There's also a third indirect way, which is, you don't transmit the antibodies, you don't transmit the immunity, but you may be able to transmit the virus at a certain point in time. And by transferring the virus, you may be transferring the immunity eventually. Government nudge units used grossly unethical tactics to scare public into COVID compliance. MPs launch investigation after psychologists criticize totalitarian tactics of deploying fear, shame, and scapegoating during the pandemic. Well, thank you, but why didn't we get some of this thinking a year ago when we were talking about it? Why is it in 2022 that people are like, hey, wait a minute here, extortion and fear has been used? We've been telling you this from the beginning. Well, good job to the psychologist for eventually realizing it's great, but normally, you know, yeah, exactly. Sam says, and maybe it's Sam Hyde right here on the regular chat, a rabid man named Sam says, too late, they already did it. Exactly. Once they have used these strategies to constrain your decision making, it's too late to stop it. Lodazal says, JF Heder is looking for French translators of scientific studies as Canadian government refuses to post links, papers only in English might be a good opportunity. Well, what does she need? She needs me to translate a study that is in French. She wants me to translate it to English. Canadian government refuses to post links, papers only in English. Why does she want? She wants the paper to be translated in French. In any case, I don't know exactly what's the request, but here I will publicly state my willingness to do it on Gab. I hereby volunteer to translate scientific content between English and French for Brett and Heather. Simply send the material to Jean-François Gariepy at gmail.com. I have experience performing scientific translation of material in the domain of biology, medicine, and mathematics for a total of 5 years full-time. I have a PhD in neuroscience from the Faculty of Medicine of the University of Montreal. And I have postdoctoral experience in scientific research at Duke University. I offer my services for free or can take a payment if needed. All right, so I posted my public acceptation of the offer. I know people have been writing to me today all day. They've been saying, Jeff, they need you to translate. Well, I don't think that they will want me to translate, but here's my Gab post. I've put it in the regular chat. They have essentially the highest quality service. I've already done translation for 5 years. I've been working professionally. I've been making a living in the US from it. I've been a contractual worker in that domain. And on top of it, I have a PhD. So I accept the job no matter what the price is. I will do it just to reduce the experience of rabidness. I want to reduce the experience of rabidness in Brett and Heather, so I will perform free work for them, you know, just out of good heart, without any expectation of a return, without me expecting that they would eventually read my book. In fact, if I would want them to read my book as quickly as possible, my best thing to do would probably be not to make those translations, because then they're going to say, oh, well, we would like to read your book, but we have to read your translations first. But what is this thing with the Canadian government? The Canadian government would be denying the right to read in your own language. What is that? Pittsburgh bridge collapses hours before Biden visit. 10 people were injured when a snow-covered bridge in Pittsburgh collapsed Friday morning, just hours before President Joe Biden is scheduled to visit for a previously arranged trip to discuss infrastructure. According to Pittsburgh Fire Chief Darrell Jones, 3 people were taken to local hospitals, though none had life-threatening injuries. Oh my God, Biden was going there and boom, the bridge has fallen. Isn't that incredible? I mean, you can't make this up. Sprocket says, we should test their genuineness. Someone send a super chat to Brad to read another short book and see how long it takes them to do it. You guys are overcomplicating this whole thing. No, I mean, in a way, the revolutionary phenotype is a little bit like Jesus Christ. It doesn't work if you don't accept it in your heart. You need to seek Jesus. You need to be willing to welcome Jesus in your heart. And you need to seek the revolutionary phenotype. You need to be able to welcome it in your heart willingly. Steven says, Jeff, you are acting like the benevolent leader of a clan. I applaud this and encourage you to encourage us. All right. Grapes Coda says, do you think TRP will be acknowledged and accepted into mainstream thought in your lifetime? I think it will. Mainstream thought is very hard to define, okay? Because we already have Robert Rivers accepting this. And as far as I'm concerned, this is pretty much the top of biology. It's the top of the selfish gene thinking. So, currently alive. So, by a certain standard, we are already accepted. But it's not a mainstream standard. It's a standard of intellectual elite. But academia is all about intellectual elite. So in a way, we've already done the hardest part of the work. The question of whether people will talk about it in the mainstream, that is more dependent on the interaction between independent media and mainstream media and the kind of money that will be at play in genetic editing, which will be enormous, by the way. So the reason the revolutionary phenotype will be handicapped at the mainstream level in terms of coverage is because the message of this book is, hey, we have to stop what we're doing right now. We have to stop. We have to stop researching genetics. We have to stop wanting to modify ourselves genetically. That is a hard pill to take, especially given that there will be extremely high monetary rewards to be gathered by companies who will develop stuff and who will advance stuff. And just like they did with the vaccine and COVID, they will team up with the state. They will team up with the whatever the equivalent of the CDC then, and they will corrupt the state to serve their own interest. For that reason, the full acceptance by like everyone of TRP is a condition that will require some independent media, some people on podcasts talking about it and eventually showing the way to people who think that genetic editing is great. That is much harder to do than convince Robert Rivers that my theory is true. Because this system of mediatic attention is not directed at the truth. We've seen it with COVID. It's directed by corrupted economic interest. But the experience with COVID may throw civilization on a path of questioning health authorities, including those of the state. And if that happens, we will be in a perfect circumstance to push for TRP further and further as we walk into the future. Go away, says Jeff. If I could modify myself to be super muscly and charismatic, I wouldn't mind if humanity is usurped through a phenotypic revolution in a few generations. Go away. I think this is trolling, but you do what you want. If you don't care about civilization going forward, sure, go ahead and enjoy your muscles. You're like the guy who takes steroids too. It's like, oh yeah, it's going to ruin my balls, but I'm looking good and I can have a good female. Okay, if you're happy that way. Carnival says, Jeff, if you want to save humanity, send the book to Bigger Fish, a global hero like Dr. Anthony Fauci. Jeff, Men Like Gods says, Christopher Jon Bjørknes' book, Beware the World to Come, parallels the revolutionary phenotype in very interesting ways. His thesis revolves around the Talmudic basis underlying the push toward post-humanism, transgenderism, artificial wombs, and genetic modification. Okay, I don't know if I'll read that, but thanks for letting me know about it. Amazon no longer the new thing. Doesn't it look tired? The four most dangerous words in politics, doesn't she look tired? Dismiss FOMO and speculation. The markets will focus on fundamentals in 2022, which means taking a long, hard look at everything we think we know and figuring out what ain't necessarily so. Amazon is a case in point. Just how deep is its moat? And what might revelations of an internal toxic culture do to its price? I don't know if people are alarmed at revelations of toxic culture. You know, personally, the whole story of drivers peeing in a bottle didn't move me at all. Didn't move me. I think it's totally fine to pee in a bottle if that's how you like it. I don't have to pee in a bottle, but I can think of situations in which I would have to. And I won't hesitate. I will pee in the bottle. New Zealand braces for toilet paper shortages after Jacinda Ardern announced harsh new restrictions in response to 9 Omicron cases. You have to give it to the Daily Mail. They know how to write a title. Sometimes they're a little long, but their title have levels of what the fuck and levels of complexity that is so interesting. So there, imagine you're an extraterrestrial and you look at this and you're trying to make a function of human behavior. So you're telling me there's 9 Omicron cases and the reaction is people are worried about toilet paper. Now your artificial intelligence would be like, okay, is Omicron giving diarrhea or something? And it's like, no. Omicron isn't giving diarrhea. Okay, then what? Omicron is causing Jacinda Ardern to punish people, to deprive people of liberty, such that they all go buy toilet paper in haste, which results in a shortage of toilet paper, which leads to not everyone being able to have the toilet paper they would want. That's the model of human behavior you would have if you're an extraterrestrial looking at this. Go away, says Jeff. Blah blah blah. Nicholas Petrus was saying, Jeff, go away is joking nearly all the time. Is he? Is he one of these trolls? Is he being rabid? Is he my supporter? What have you guys been right about? Adam Carolla slams media over Joe Rogan controversy. Comedian Adam Carolla slammed the media over their demand that Joe Rogan be censored for pushing misinformation, asking them, what have you guys been right about? Basically, we've decided there's one lane you can be in when it comes to COVID, and if you get outside of that lane, you need to be shut down. Yes, and that's because the media, the social media in particular, has been purchased. And of course, the rest of the media too. They've been purchased by corporations like Pfizer, paying them and saying, we want you to be in line with the official narrative. And we're not going to give you the official narrative because that would be a conflict of interest. But here, let me introduce my friend, Anthony Fauci, CDC. Trust these guys. We're just going to give you money. As long as you trust these guys, you're going to be fine. And so you have a dirty collaboration here between the state and corporate interest. Disclose.tv says, Justin, Switzerland to begin easing COVID restrictions Wednesday amid Omicron. The time has come. Federal Councillor Alain Berset announced at a presser. Switzerland to begin easing COVID restrictions. Okay, so Switzerland's following the UK. It's about time that Canada and the US follow this also. And I hope that the truckers being in Ottawa tomorrow will be leading them to take that decision, will be putting enough pressure that they have no other choice. Now, I did the title around the truckers, and yet I haven't talked much about it. We spent about 4 hours streaming this afternoon, streaming the CB streams and the various protests. There is already quite a blockade of Ottawa, and the truckers haven't even arrived yet. One of the problem with this protest is they will arrive on a Saturday. They will arrive tomorrow. And this worries me, because if they think they're just going to get in, say, well, freedom, freedom, Canada, yeah, and then go out, no one cares about losing a Saturday in a city like this. They will have to want to stay in place. They will have to be ready to lead a war of attrition. Are these freedom convoys willing to stay 5 days, 10 days, 15 days? Because that's what they will need to do. The technocratic elite will not be bothered by a single Saturday or even going into Sunday of Ottawa blockade. Also, it's important to say, much of this system of technocratic management of society, which exists within the government, the federal government, has been adjusting their practices to COVID. A lot of this system doesn't need roads anymore. A lot of these people can work from home. Don't forget that people in the Canadian federal government still have a work from home order for most of them, for those who are capable. So they can actually get rid of the streets. They don't need the streets. They don't need the big buildings anymore. So given that, you're going to need to be there for a long time to disrupt them. You're going to be there, have to be there more than 5 days if you want them to feel any consequences. So I hope that the truckers are in it for the long game. I hope that they are prepared to lead a war of attrition. I don't know if they are, though. There's no indication of how much time they expect to stay there. And also, at some point, I'm guessing the police will go through the streets and give tickets for truckers who are just stuck there and can't advance or don't want to advance. So will they be able to handle the ticketing? Justed says, Jeff, you really think truckers from the far west coast in BC are going to turn tail and drive back before Monday? I don't know. I don't know if are they true warriors of liberty? Or are they there to make a campaign, to make it look good? Because I've seen again and again, think about the yellow vest. Have you heard any consequences of the yellow vest? They've been pushed to corners. It's like they've been, okay, you guys are going to stand there and you're not going to block traffic. And so they stayed there for weeks. Yeah, let's stop this. But there was no result from the yellow vest protest. And so you tell me, Jeff, could you believe that they would just leave Ottawa after a Sunday and then go back home? Yes, I can believe this. I can believe this. So I'm not saying it's certainly going to happen. I do hope that they are set in the game for real. But they have to understand what will be pulled against them, and they have to have a huge number of people willing to maintain this protest. Liquid TRP says, the Romanian Revolution in 89, it's been done before. It's possible, JF, we will do it. I would be super happy if we can do it and if it can happen. I am fully supportive, and in fact, I've been spending time in the afternoon just streaming this protest because I think it's great. I think it's respectable. I think that their methods are good, and I hope that they have as much heart as they seem to have. Truckers across the planet unite in convoys against medical tyranny. The 50,000 strong truck drivers heading to Ottawa, Canada's capital, expected to arrive. My God, it's like I'm becoming French again. I didn't even receive the papers from Bretton Heather to translate. I'm already talking in French. I'm like, arrive as early as Saturday. May break a world record for the longest convoy called the Freedom Convoy. The truck drivers oppose the federal government's vaccine mandates for cross-border activity and have inspired others worldwide. Truck drivers from Canada to the US to Australia to Europe are banding together in protest worldwide against their respective governments' overreach of public health, especially forced vaccine mandates. Freedom convoys from America are expected to join tens of thousands of truckers in Ottawa on Saturday to get the government to repeal cross-border COVID vaccine passports. Now, it's all good, but will they be able to enter Canada? Are they vaccinated? Because I think they're going to have... So we're going to have only the vaccinated truckers able to cross the border. Or will they be able to cross? I don't know. What are the individual rules at each crossing point? But I think they will have to be vaccinated. Or maybe it's not in place yet. In any case, it's bizarre that you're going to get a protest against vaccine mandate and you're going to have to show proof of vaccination to get to it. Now, U.S. General Mark Milley urges Russia to stand down, says the military capability of NATO is very, very significant.
And we are ready, capable, and prepared to uphold our obligation under treaty to NATO.
It's actually hard to listen to this guy and not think of all the memes with him with lipsticks and blue hair. It's like, you can kind of see it. Like, it's so imprinted in my mind. I'm actually imagining this guy with makeup right now.
As mentioned by the Secretary, an attack against one NATO ally is an attack against all. NATO has significant military capability. NATO has approximately 130-plus brigades of maneuver forces, not including U.S. forces, 93 squadrons.
Okay, but it still remains to be determined to me whether there's even a will of Russia to invade Ukraine. Like, I didn't like the Fox News coverage of this, because at some point in the article, they say Biden's remark comes as top Pentagon officials Friday said the buildup of Russian troops along Ukraine's border is the largest since the Cold War, warning that conflict in Eastern Europe would be horrific. But he stressed that it is not inevitable, maintaining that there is still time and space for diplomacy. As the Kremlin continues to threaten further incursion in Ukraine. That is not something that the Kremlin has done. There has been no explicit threat. So you're kind of covering this as if, oh, well, the build-up of troops on the border of Russia is a threat. Well, if so, then the build-up of your freaking troops, your American troops, in countries that are not even part of America, that's certainly a threat too. So by this standard, America is threatening further incursion in Russia. See, I don't like the way this is phrased, because there is no explicit or official threat given by Russia. It's merely the fact that they have soldiers in their country that here is being presented by Fox News as a threat. Well, by this standard, the most threatening country right now, who's threatening war every day, is America. Dinesh D'Souza says, tweets are fine, Elon Musk, but you can dramatically change the political and cultural landscape this way. One, buy and take over a major social media platform. Two, acquire or create a TV network like ABC, NBC, or CBS3. Create a world-class online university and offer degrees for free. And Elon Musk responds, interesting ideas. I mean, each of these ideas have some limit to them. Okay, social media platform, that would be great. If Elon Musk could do it, that would be awesome. But then the question is, would eventually some pressure get toward Elon Musk to censor certain things, and there would start being a TOS, and there would therefore start being a decision about what is acceptable speech and what is not. So this is bounded by ultimately the desire of the people to censor certain discourses and ideas. Two, acquire or create a TV network. Well, then the question is, what kind of professional pundit class will be trying to parasitize from this TV network? Will they be centrist? Will they be right wingers? Or will there be a clash of different people from different parts of the spectrum? Because what happens when you want to create a clash is what has happened in blood sports. You eventually find out that the leftists don't want to be in a show where their ideas are countered and where their ideas are properly debated by a right winger. They eventually lose or they abandon in advance. So there's not much space of action here either. And then creating a world-class online university and offer degrees for free. As soon as you do this, you have the question, will you have an intellectual like Papa JF in your biology department? And the answer will most likely be no. And if it's yeah, so it's going to be ultimately another leftist university. Or if you say yes, you're going to get smeared and people are going to write articles in New York Times about how your university is not offering accredited degrees and it sucks and it's a scam and it's like Trump. Go away sends a super chat on Entropy. Thank you so much for supporting the show through Entropy. The link is right below the video. What's with all these stories about Neo Cov popping up in the media? Doesn't even spread in humans, apparently. Is it likely to mutate, or are these stories just part of some kind of fear psyop? Neo-Cov, I've not seen this term. Neo-Cov, new coronavirus strain. Oh my god, what is this? I'm trying to... This seems to be on very minor websites, an Indian website. Go away. Are you hanging out on this place of the internet? Do you need help? Are you reading the Economic Times .indiatimes.com? Like, I actually have difficulty refreshing the website so that they stop displaying this crap. They say, oh, click here, sign in. Well, I don't want to sign in. So I have to constantly refresh the website to just get a view of it. Neo-Cov's potential danger to humans require further study. According to scientists from the Wuhan University in China, according to drug dealers on the street, heroin is not as hurtful as you would think it is. According to the Wuhan Institute, the Wuhan University in China, Neocov can penetrate human cells in the same way as SARS-CoV-2. Well, it's bizarre that you mentioned, because how would you know that? If Neocov is so neo, like, I've never heard of it. I never got infected by Neocov. How exactly did you get your copy of Neocov? Geneva, Chinese, is that a joke website? Chinese researchers have detected a new type of coronavirus among bats in South Africa, while research claims it has latent ability to mutate. The World Health Organization has said its potential needs further clarity. Okay, in other words, no reason to worry. It's like we're not going to start paying attention to any scientist who extracts new virus from bats. Okay? Like, stop rewarding them with attention. You know what we should do? We should give attention to people who come up with wonderful, genuine advances in science. Take 99% of your mediatic coverage paying attention to bat researchers who are endangering us on an everyday basis by unleashing untold demonic viruses into the wild, from the wild into human society. Give that mediatic attention to people who actually make progresses in science, and you're going to have a well-incentivized system. Oak Tree threatens rift with China after seizing Evergrande's prized Versailles plot, derailing massive restructuring plan. So apparently this Evergrande Chinese business that got becoming bankrupt because of too much real estate investments, they had this plot of land, and now it's been seized by the official government in place. So essentially they're saying to China, all right, this company failed, but they built these beautiful things on this plot of land, so we're gonna take it now. I mean, it's fair enough, you know, when you invest into these big things and they crash, you have ways to protect some guarantees around their property. Okay. The Secret Services are watching former Ambassador John Bolton's house. He's currently under security check. We don't know why, but it has been observed by journalists that there are two FBI or whatever, some national security agents in SUVs. Secret Services are hanging out around his house, checking on him. And, you know, I couldn't help but read a little bit about, oh, I was like, what is John Bolton's advice on Ukraine? Of course, John Bolton is currently a foreign policy pundit advocating for increased U.S. involvement in Ukraine. Of course, John Bolton. I cannot believe that an anti-war president like Trump, or maybe he's not anti-war, but at least he campaigned on no wars. I can't believe that John Bolton was his advisor. This guy is a warmonger, like morning, afternoon, and night. He doesn't stop. Somehow, we have to recuperate this energy. I'm sure we can create an infinite energy machine with this. You sit John Bolton on a chair, and you have it, you know, explain where we should start a war. Maybe, you know, maybe in Palestine, maybe in Pakistan, maybe in Kazakhstan, maybe in Ukraine, maybe against Russia, maybe against the Chinese. And you plug something in front of his mouth, and you recycle this energy. you create green energy in. John Bolton will just never stop. Kyle Rittenhouse gun used in Kenosha protest to be destroyed by the district attorney. This is bizarre because the district attorney has been this very dishonest player in all this. Why isn't it restored to Kyle Rittenhouse? The thing is, the original request of Kyle Rittenhouse was to get the gun so he can destroy it. But eventually the judge accepted a deal that they made where they asked together that the district attorney would be the one destroying it. I don't know, was Kyle pressured into this? Because it seems like if you haven't committed a crime, the weapon should be restored to you. It shouldn't even have to be destroyed. And it's a piece of history at this point. It's one of the most central trials in modern history from a mediatic standpoint. Rep. Chip Roy is willing to shut down government over vaccine mandates. Okay, well, so there's a bunch of Republicans getting together. That's the takeaway of this news item. A bunch of Republicans are getting together and wanting to block the funding of the government in February when the ceiling expires for the debt or the funding of the entire government. And they say we want accept a budget as long as the federal government is oppressing people's medical liberty. I think it's great. Crazy Catman, thank you so much for, you know, we had these announcements in the regular chat about, you know, where can you buy the revolutionary phenotype? Where can you give super chats on entropy? And I've seen that the mods on Odyssey have started doing more of this, and that's really great because on YouTube, you would get censored. But on Odyssey, you can, Crazy Catman, you can literally add the link in your chat. Because Odyssey does not censor link, as far as I can tell. They have been extremely open. I've not seen them censor links. They're not like YouTube. But it's really great because it gives people direct access to what they may not be browsing through, because to browse to it, you have to click on more at the bottom of the show. And so not everyone will do this, but some people will be moved by a small reminder on the regular chat. Carnival says, yellow vest protest for an entire year. Boomer thinking didn't change anything. Protests are not fights, but cultural victory marches for the decisions already made by the financial elites. Yes, but see, the trucker movement has something different. They have the ability to block the streets. And even if blocking the streets at this point will not hurt much politicians, because the technocratic federal government is so withdrawn, you know, they're like, even Justin Trudeau is in isolation for 5 days for potentially being beside someone with COVID. But much of the federal government can keep operating at a distance with remote work. But the truckers can block the circulation around Ottawa, which will piss off a lot of people. It will not piss off the ones they want to piss off directly, but it might piss off people so much, like people who want to bring their kids to school and that kind of things, that eventually the pressure will fall onto Trudeau, and Trudeau will have to do something too. Because once the mothers who want to send their LGBT children to school, you know, they don't want their child to miss a single session of propaganda, okay? And they're going to be very angry when they see that, oh my god, it's harder to bring my child to indoctrination session. Google kicks Dan Bongino off ads platform days after a YouTube ban. Google temporarily suspended conservative talk show host Dan Bongino's website, bongino.com, from its ads service, a company spokesperson confirmed to the Daily Caller News Foundation on Friday. We have strict publisher policies in place that explicitly prohibit misleading and harmful content around the COVID-19 pandemic and demonstrably false claims about our elections. When publishers persistently breach our policies, we stop serving Google ads on their sites. Publishers can always appeal a decision once they have addressed any violating content. John Drake says, Google must be slain. Yes, Google, I'm so tired. It's like, I've found a place of freedom here on Odyssey, but I'm so tired that there are still people being oppressed. There are still people dealing with AdSense. And, you know, I was thinking about the parallel internet this today, and I realized that we don't even have to create a parallel internet. We just have, you know, the parallel internet is Google, Twitter. These things were not at the root of the internet. They never were. We don't have to create a parallel internet. We have to go back to the original internet. The parallel internet is them, with their rules and their monopolistic control over massive shares of the ad space and the money that circulates on the internet. Fuck them. We have to develop a parallel system, yes, but it's a parallel in the sense that it's a return to the roots of the internet. And eventually, we have to look at them as the parallel system. Total Grimm says, when will you free yourself from Patreon? Patreon has not been annoying me. So the reason I'm still on Patreon is there are still supporters there that are supporting the show every month. And I thank them. It's an important income. You know, well, it's like $300 or $400 per month. It's not enormous, but it's good to have. And so I will not abandon Patreon. And most importantly, Patreon has been leaving me alone. I've never heard a single critique or attempt of Patreon to change my creative product, and they never annoyed me. You know, it seems that if I don't go on a boat shooting flares to, you know, incoming populations, it seems that Patreon will leave me alone. I think it's pretty reasonable. I had no intent of going on a boat. Disclose.tv says, new Pennsylvania 5 judge. And you know what? I think Patreon got their punishment already. Patreon, you know, is not that big. And they've already took a big hit when people like Sam Harris left. And he brought a lot of people with him. Because of this, I think that they have gotten their lesson, and they're not willing to be as tight as Google is. Google still has to go through the part where, okay, their share of the overall market starts significantly dropping. Patreon went through this very early because they were one of the early ones to start making up these rules. And that is it for today. We are headed toward the conclusion of the show. Disclose.tv states, Pennsylvania 5 judge Commonwealth Court panel strikes down expensive mail-in voting law, declares it as unconstitutional. That is weird. It's wasn't it the case that wasn't it the case that these states all had judged that the elections were okay during the COVID pandemic, the 2020 election were valid, or they had dismissed the challenges at least. And now you have them saying, well, now that we look at the law, it's unconstitutional. Well, what does that tell us about what has been done in 2020? Was that constitutional? Or was it okay because it was an emergency? How are we in less of an emergency or more of an emergency now than we ever were? Men Like Gods says, Jeff doesn't have a Gabe Hoffman following him around to flag him on everything under the sun like Ryan Dawson has. These ADL goons are insufferable. Oh, I mean, they are on my case to a certain extent. But it's true that somehow half of the times I don't make it into their list. It's like I'm right there on the fence of acceptability. Sometimes I look at these lists, you know, that they publish and these blogs and when they target with hit pieces. And I'm like, okay, let's go through the list. And I see all of my friends. And then I arrive at the J section or the G section. And I'm like, did they put my name on there? And it's amazing because I think the only reason why they don't put my name anymore in their hit pieces is because I switch my show title from The Public Space to JFG Tonight. and it's because with The Public Space, what they were doing is they were saying JF is host of The Public Space, an alt-right show, because it invites alt-right guests and promotes these guests. And so I thought, well, what if we were called JFG Tonight? Would that be a far-right show? And it seems that the answer is no. It seems that they had a problem with the title of the show, apparently. Well, Brett, read my book in 2022. 8 people say no, ivermectin. And 3 people say yes. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah. I decided that the 2 choices to the survey tonight would be either yes or no ivermectin. So it seems that no ivermectin. So you guys think that Brett will be full on onto the ivermectin case for still a year, all of 2022. Well, that sucks. But I think you could be right. But I have some hope that with the season of Omicron and then a layer of spring and the sun of the summer, maybe we could start having an engagement on the science somewhere in October, November of 2022. But it's not easy. It's not going to happen easily. Much love, everyone, and see you all tomorrow. Oh, yeah, we have something on schedule. What is it? Tomorrow is Saturday. So depending on whether there's action in the live streams of the protest in Ottawa, I will be streaming here on Odyssey. You can join the channel and follow the channel. You'll see a live stream somewhere along maybe 2 p.m. Eastern time up to the end of the afternoon. Then we will have our regular show at 7 p.m. Eastern time. And then I have a debate on The Crucible against J.W. Lewis on the proof of God. And whether, you know, pure rationality leads one to have to accept the truth of God. Much love. See you all tomorrow.